circus with the mug.
Okay, so we'll wait for... Well, so here, that died thing down here? Okay. So we're beginning a new malacha tonight, the malacha of Kosev. So the Gemara says, the first wide line in the Mishnah, when it's listing the malachas, Kosev Shtei Osios. Shtei Osios is the Shia. So a lot of questions one could ask. Number one, what if you kosev osachas? So is that pshat that that's chatzi shir? It's still chatzi shir is also in the Torah, or no? That's even more kal than chatzi shir.
What if, like, you know, some of the Hebrew letters sometimes like a ches is like a dalet and a vav or something like that?
Right. In other words, so but if you write it as a ches, so that's one.
Well,
you're right.
You write it like this, and then you do.
You don't do it for Pesach.
Right, you do it. So,
is that one letter
or two letters? Okay,
yeah, that's the letter. If you draw a design, you know.
Right. Yeah. We're going to talk about all these things for sure. And then Shtei Osios. Does that mean that it has to be a word? Like Beis Aleph Ba is a word. Beis Hey is a word. But say Aleph Aleph. So there's Beis Osios, what about Aleph Aleph?
What's that mean that it should have to be a word?
Because maybe it's not a chashivas unless it's a word.
It would have said, a kosev mila, no?
Right. Shnei Osios.
I mean, I just
we'll see, okay. So let us, deal with the first question of what if you write Osachas? Is that anything? So we have the sugya in Yuma, on Ayin Gimel of the base. Itmar Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Osir Min HaTorah, Rish Lakish Amar Mutter Min HaTorah. Right, so Chatzi Shir is say by Yom Kippur. You have to have a Kosevus for by Macholas Asuras Treif. You have to have a Kezayis. So what if you only had a chatzi kezayis, a chatzi kosevus? So Rav Yochanan says it's the awesome in HaTorah. And Rav Reish Lakish says mutter in HaTorah. It's only the Siddur Rabban. We pass to like Rav Yochanan.
When he says mutter in HaTorah, means that you're allowed to do it, or just that you can get punished for it?
Midoraisa, you're allowed to do it. Only Siddur Rabban. It means
that half a kezayis, a chazer is okay.
Min HaTorah. According to Reish Lakish,
yeah,
it's mutter min HaTorah. Yeah, according to Reish Lakish, as far as the Torah is concerned, there's nothing wrong with going ahead and having a chatzi kezayis of treif meat. So your kash is like this. That the Gemara says in Chul and called Asa Rachmana Sharlon Kavase. That anything the Torah asked, there's a parallel Issa that has the same Hana that the Torah was Mater. Like it asked, Basim Cholov and Mater Kchal. It asked, things like that, right? So what did it say? According to Reish Lakish, you could say it asked Shreifa, but it matter chatzis shir. So maybe in a Hanami, maybe that Gemara is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Intuitively, you find it difficult because in your mind, it's how could you possibly eat Shreif?
Even eating on Yom Kippur, where you're moderate for a chaylo.
Right.
But you still make a meat, I mean, unless it's, you know, but if it's not pikuach nefesh, you make a meat, pachos nefesh.
Pachos nefesh, right.
And that's already where you have an extreme circumstance.
Right.
So, according to this, that wouldn't be necessary, even pachos nefesh. It's mutter for everybody.
Yeah. Splits it for everybody. Yeah. But that's the kasha of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe. You have carved into the Rebbe. That's the Rebbe's kasha. Then in Yom Kippur, Shechalios v'Shabbos, so we know we don't eat. But according to Reish Lakish, that you can eat less than a shear, so then maybe al Tzuda Shabbos, you should have a chiyuv to eat, because Tzuda Shabbos you don't need a kosebos. So you should be able to... How you talking? The Reish Lakish's community, they were eating, and Yom Kippur Shechalios v'Shabbos, they became Tzuda Shabbos. That's the Rebbe's kasha. Are you talking? And no one's going to say, you know, Hanami. That's not Nitam Leomer. Not Nitam Leomer. So this classic teretz that's given, that different people give, is that it's when Yom Kippur Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, the Kedusha fuses, Rav Zolti has, Rav Shech discussed that the Kedusha fuses, and it's a Shabbos Dikki Yom Kippur, and the Shabbos Dikki Yom Kippur is not Mechayiv in the Sudim Chal. So it's not Pshat that there is a Chiv Suda, it's just I can't Mechayim. Because according to Reish Lakish, you could Mechayim.
No, we didn't Mechayim. It was all in the Sudim Chal. Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbos, there is no the din of Chetzio.
Yeah, but according to Reish Lakish, so you're not considered Mevatel Inui if you eat.
I'm not saying that the Inui, but I'm saying there's no assay of Suda.
So that's why who said that's this war? That because the Shabbos is infused with Kedushas Yom Kippur, so it's a Yom Kippur Dika Shabbos is an under a Shabbos. Because if you don't say like that, then why do you have to say that? There are two parallel things going on today. There's Yom Kippur going on and the Shabbos going on. Shabbos mandates I eat. So, according to Rav Yochanan, you can't, because it's Chatzi Shears are also awesome, but according to Reish Lakish, I could...
So that's the... So we pass the Chatzi Shears also in the Torah, and then the Gemara here on Anidal and Amar Aleph on page 3. Gives the svaras. Gufa chatzishir. Rav Yochanan Amar Osu Ben HaTorah. Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Ben HaTorah. Rav Yochanan Amar Osu Ben HaTorah. Came in the chazan. It's the roofing. Isur ka'achal.
Because he's saying that since it was theoretically you could eat the second shir part, so that's igloy milsalaf, and then you'll have an onish. So it must be that the first part is a shtik isur also.
Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Ben HaTorah. Achil Amar Chaman of Alech.
There's a Chacham Tzvi that says that maybe the whole concept of Katzi Shir is only by Surah Achila. Some say it's a din of Achshavei, that eating Katzi Shir, but you're only eating Katzi Shir, so you machshav it, so Ki'ilu it's a Shir Sholem. That's why some Rishonim say that Katzi Shir B'Tarovis is not a Chatzi Shir, because then you're not machshav the Chatzi Shir itself. You're only machshav because you're eating it with Aruvas. Oh. So there is a sefer called Mogen Avos. So Mogen Avos was written by Rav Mordechai Benet. Right? He was a contemporary of Chassam Sofer. He was one of the great Gedolim of his generation. So he says, a Yisod, Shech Rosh to quote this, Rav Mordechai Benet. If you look in the Mishnah, so it's interesting. The Mishnah has all the Lamites Malacha, Sareya, Choresh, Kotze, all these things. But most of the Malachas, it doesn't give a shear of how much do you have to do. But when it comes to certain Malachas, Hatofesh Shtei Tefiros. And Hamesvich Oseh Shtei Batei Nirim. Right? So it has a specific, you know, Hakoseh Shtei Osios. So what's the significance by those Malachas that it says something more than just the Malacha? It says Shtei Osios. Does it shear for Ofed also, how much she has to be cooked? It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. this year, could that year. So he says like this. So his word is, whenever it says a shear in the Mishnah, if you do less than the shear, it's not chatzi shear, it's a chatzi malacha. So in other words, the din is chatzi shear is also in the Torah. It means you did a malacha, you ofer, but you didn't do the shear. So you did a malacha, you baked, but not enough. So you did the malacha, but you didn't get to the shear. So that chatzi shear is also in the Torah. But when these things that says shnei bati nirim or shnei osios, that defines what the malacha is. So if you do less, it's not pshat you did chatzi shir, you did chatzi malacha. You didn't, you felt in even doing anything of the malacha. So b'meila, there would be mutar min haTorah, even according to Rabbi Yochanan.
So chatzi shir would have to bring a korban, and chatzi malacha would not.
No, neither of them would bring a korban. Neither of them would bring a korban. Because chatzi shir is also min haTorah, doesn't mean you bring a korban. You only bring a korban if you do a full thing, but you did a b'shoyge. You didn't do a b'meis. But osa shtei batinim kamlo rabbanan de ein lo shame hamalacha klal b'pachas mi beis batinim. Kain hachatzi shir ein iser klal. He says the chatzi shir is not also klal. In other words, when you treif, so that's you eat it. You ate treif. So you eat chatzi shir of treif. That's chatzi shir. Hey, Kosef. So the same thing by Kosef. So that's where Rav Shach pointed out. He's saying that by Kosef, Osachas, it wouldn't be, and this is the Raisa, even according to Rav Yochanan. Because it wouldn't be Chatzishir. It would be felt in the Malacha, felt in the Etzim Malacha. So Chatzishir means you did a Malacha, but you didn't do enough of the Malacha. But if you... But if you do chatzi malacha, then you didn't even do anything of the malacha. That's his word. Okay. Now, so that's the first question we dealt with. Namely, the Mishnah says hakosev shtei osios. What if you only kosev osachas? Is that chatzi shir also ma'atorah? Or no? Mordechai Benet says two osios is the malacha. So if it's less, it's not chatzi shir, it's a chatzi malacha, and it's mutter min ha'atorah.
About malacha, some people
get
ma malacha generally when figuring an answer. Isn't it about ma malacha?
Meaning
the malacha is only violated once there's a gemara malacha.
Right.
Two osios. Right. So two osios. So just based on that logic, two osios is a gemara malacha, and that's the malacha. But anything before that, there should be, how is anything chatzi shir shayach by a maestra if it's a gemara malacha? If it's not for the gemara malacha, considering the chatzi shir by a maestra.
But no. Who says that he does not? But say you didn't cook enough. So maybe it's still in the Sederaisa. You did chatzi shir. You won't be chayav misa because you didn't finish off. But that doesn't mean that it won't. You got to give gomer the malacha to be have an onish.
Ah, okay. So just for onish is the one.
You don't even have to have it, right? Mochek almanas lichto, and then you don't write it. So the almanas is
right, but you're mochek almanas,
you know. So, but.
But you did it.
Right. Was Mordechai Benet's Kiddush within the text of the Mishnah, is that still in agreement, or would Rebbe say that it's in disagreement with the Rashi on Ayin Dalet and Shabbos and the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah in two different simanim, who quote that Rashi says a chatzi malacha is considered equivalent to a chatzi shir?
Right, so he's assuming that there's a difference between the two. Okay. Now let's see the Mishnah, page 6, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Hakosif shtei osios, bein bimino bein bismolo. So, So the Gemara is going to ask, well, but is that a shinui? If you're right, you're right with your left. So it's talking about ambidextrous. Then it's not a shinui. But in a chanami, bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemos. So Rashi says, bein mishem echad, shtehen alfin. So shem echad means it's the same oath, you repeat it. Bein mishnei shemos, alfes. So according to this day in the Mishnah, according to Rashi's interpretation, then you chayiv on Shabbos even if you write two aleph, even though two aleph doesn't mean anything. There's no word in Hebrew of two aleph. There's two aleph.
But then you continue in the Mishnah. And then he says, that's going to be a separate discussion. That they would number the planks of the Mishkan to know where to put each one in the future. Then the Gemara says, "It is Amar of Yehuda, Matzinu Shem Katan Mishem Gadol, Shem Mishimun Umishmuel." Rashi says, "Matzinu Shem Katan Mahal Osa Lashminu Rabbi Yehuda, Tavgav Shalom Nigmar Malachto, Sheniskavim Lichtav Teva Gadola." Say you want to write the word Shmuel, and you only end up writing Shin Mem. So he's saying an interesting thing, that if you want to write the word Shmuel and you end up writing Shin Mem, so you chayev. But why you chayev? More than that, he's saying only because Shin Mem is a word on its own right. You see his lashon?
So he's arguing with
the right. You see, Hashem Katan, Ha'azal Lashmin Rabbi Yehuda, the Afgal of Shalom, Nigmar Malachto, Nishkav Lichtov Teva Gedola, because it mixes us, also so I would have said, it mixes us. But then he goes on. But also mixes us, Havye Teva, Hamiskayemis, B'mokam Acher, Chayev.
The Rice Stars, if it wouldn't be a Teva, Hamiskayemis, B'mokam Acher, and there are examples. Zarcha, you could have an aleph as the beginning of you put on, you know, as Zarcha, you're going to put on your Azor, so aleph Azarcha, so it's a bigger word. So if your aleph could be a part of a bigger word, but aleph, but it's not a shame, but mokum acher. The Gemara is going to talk about that discussion. Yeah, you see on Yeshaya, on the page 7, Yeshaya Mem Hei. Alf Alef de Ezarcha, Yeshaya Mem Hei, Ikeh Beinayim. That's other opinions of Gemara, whether that's going to be Chayev or not. So it comes out that there's a Machlokes, and the other Shitas here, in the Tanaim, whether writing Shtei Osios is Chayev if it doesn't ever exist as a word. So if you write Beis Hey, Ba is a word. Beis Mem, Bom is a word. But you write Aleph. So the first, the Tanakhama said, no, Aleph is Chayev. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, it's not Chayev. Let's see the Rambam, what he says on this, in Halacha.
It becomes really confusing if you're not using Hebrew letters. Right, so let's say you're writing English.
Right.
But English letters are also used in many other languages.
Oh, so we're going to get to that. Excellent question.
So again, Tanakhama says, Aleph, Yerchayev, Nanu, still.
Steve, because it's two Osios.
Two Osios. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no,
yeah. Okay. So look at the Rambam. He says, Hakosif os kfula pa'amayim v'hu shem echad. It's the same letter. Dod, Tes, Gag, Rar, Sos, Sam, Chach, Kayat. So he wants to say, in the way the Magen Mishnah explains, in the book of the Magen Mishnah, because why did he give those examples? I mean, the Gemara has these examples, but the Mishnah of Sugiv Gusham Gemara review the Nirav Midivir Rabbeinu She'enu Chayiv El Kshehen Shem Echad Ratzaloma She'esh Lahem Kavana Kagon Eilu Gag Dad. All those things are words. Aleph Aleph, the Azarchav Kayosevim, Sha'ena Mila, Eno Chayev, Chayen Nirim Menam HaGemar. So he's claiming that the Rambam's paskening, that it has to, it's not enough two letters, it has to, each one has to be some mashmos.
It seems like a beautiful.
Yeah, but Bayes Bayes, you don't have, would not be Chayev. But this is the, this is the discussion here.
Why did the
Rambam
pass like Rabbi Yehuda?
Well, so let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, who's at the Bir Halacha, on page 9. This is the Bir Halacha. Who be in Ksivas Osa Shavos, Hetaknu, Loshana Rambam, Gyonjanasa Olydeze Eze Teva. Right, we just saw that in the Magen Mishnah. He says most of the Tanoim in the Braisa, even though we saw the Tan in the Mishnah, says is lo b'chayev. So then the answer, yes. Eich yachlok atanu de masnisen. I'll call Hani. I don't know if it's such a bikasha. But he says, because we had the Tan in the Mishnah. And he says, and most of the Tanoim and the Brice are saying, so, okay, he's arguing. He's a Tana. He has a right to argue. But his kasha is, the Brice has all these other sheetas that are all assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. So is it, you know, so he's taking them all on. He's taking all of this one town is taking them all on. So maybe they're not going to have me. He's taking them all on. But he wants to say, so he wants to give a pshat that it won't argue. Korcha macha omer vashdishin bein mishem echad haidu davka kegon gag tas v'chadome. So, in other words, you could say shem echad is only when it's a word. You know, gag, not like Aleph, the example that Rashi. Because Rashi gave the best example, the worst example. In other words, he gave the biggest chiddush, that Aleph Aleph. Mm-hmm. So, right? He could have said Gimel Gimel. He could have said, and then we wouldn't have known, because maybe he's just saying, you know.
It's a word.
Yeah, because it's a word. But he gave us the best example in terms of saying of the chiddush that it doesn't have to be a word. So then he wants to say the following. Hi, Moshe.
So,
good to see you.
Yeah.
So then he wants to say, keep going further down, the first word on the line is the sphere a little. Page 9. The Gamal Aleph Aleph Chayim. The Achmayim Ahitim Vidas Rashi B'chol HaSugya Yira the sphere the Tanai the Braisa Lo Pligya Masnis and Klav. He wants to claim that there's no Machlokes. So he wants to say the following kiddush. The miskavin mitchila lichtov shtei alfin v'chadoma chayiv u'madami de poter hayudakush and miskavin lichtov mitchila teva gedola. So if originally you all wanted to write as two letters, Aleph Aleph and Yechayef, like the Tana and the Mishnah. All those other Tanoim that's saying that Yipata, it has to be Shem B'Mokum Achis, only because it's felt in the Machlechas Machsheves, that you really had in mind to write Shmuel. and you only wrote Shin Mem, so then, since it's Memokam Acher, but if your original Kavana was to write Aleph Aleph, so that's what you wanted to do, Melechus Machshevas. So then you're going to be Chayef. Mad Amri the Potter, so all those other Tanoim that say Potter, Hayu Davkish and Iskavi Lichtav Mitchila Teva Gedolva. So then, since you want to really write the Teva Gedol, and it wasn't Miskai Machshava, so for some reason you wanted to write Shmuel. And then you wrote the Shin, you wrote the Mem, and then someone called you, you got sidetracked. And you didn't end up writing it. So then we say, you still Chayiv, you don't Miskai Machshava, so you write it. But it's Shin Mem is B'mokum Acher. But the case of the time of the Mishnah, all you had in mind was to write Aleph Aleph. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah wants to claim, pointed out, that you don't have to necessarily say that the Tana, the Mishnah, the Tana Kam is arguing in all the other sheets.
So why the Mishnah doesn't say the Aleph Aleph like the Zarcha? It would just be Aleph, leave it as Aleph Aleph. Once you're saying it as Zarcha, it's showing that there was
right,
a
so
Kam
he,
on it.
Right, but he's learning that Tana is talking about Dafka when you wrote Aleph Aleph. You want to write Aleph, so you're in the mood of writing Aleph.
He's arguing with Rashi too then.
No, because Rashi doesn't
Rashi
say.
Saying, yeah, Rashi saying Aleph Aleph get
Kamal Zarecha. Let's see. What's the Lush in the Mishnah? No, he just says stay Aleph, stay Aleph.
Where did the Zarecha come from?
The Zarecha is in the Gemara later on. On you see, but in the Rashi in the Mishnah. Oh, so I think he's uncomfortable. Did you go to Uman to Shavuos?
I wish.
That's one of the times you're supposed to go, right?
Yep.
You will call him Bashana, right? Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, and Shavuos.
And then his birthday after he passed away. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Melechim.
But he only said Rosh Hashanah.
No, like they came to him when he was alive those three times.
Yeah. Okay, it's not clear.
Savas is
so that's the Mishnah Berurah. But the group pointed out, but in the Fem of Tzedek, as you know, in Poskim, there are two Tzemach Tzedeks. See, we walked in at the right time. Rabbi Rubenstein Zatzal once said to me about you that you're gonna be a Breslover one day. That's what he said about you. We were sitting next to each other at a wedding. And somehow we started talking about you. I love a shalom. Zecher tzadik levracha. He liked you a lot. You know, Rabbi Rubenstein was the Rebbe of Scarsdale. And unfortunately, when Shabbos Haggadah, there was a fire in the house.
Oh,
you know the story of him and his wife, unfortunately. So he Isaac, yeah.
He's from Memphis originally, no?
Yeah.
I know him from Yeshiva. He lives in Skokie.
So the two, listen to this, Yisrael. The two Tzemach Tzedeks in Halacha is the Tzemach Tzedek Krochmal, that's quoted in the Magen Avraham. Yeah. And when they want to refer to him, whether Rabbi Yosef or others, they write Hayashan. This is the old one. And then Tzemach Tzedek what? Of Chabad, and he's the Chodesh. So you think that I have an easy way of knowing which is which, because Menachem Mendel is the Chabad name, but the Tzemach Tzedek of Krochmal, the quote in the Magen Avraham, is also Menachem Mendel. So what's the word? Because Tzemach Tzedek, Bikmatria, Menachem Mendel. So as an Indian, to be Merame is your name in your Sefer. Mm-hmm. Oh, but that's the one. Someone told me, I think Vizhnitz, if I'm not mistaken. One of the Hasidim, I think maybe Vizhnitz, I'm not sure. The name of his Sefer is Tzemach Lat Tzadik, with Yud. Why? So someone explains to me, because he spelled Menachem Mendel with the Yud between the Dalet and the Lamed. So to make it equal to Gematria's, so that he had to call his sefer Tzemach Tzadik. Okay, that's the idea. Yeah. in your honor, I thank you. So he says, as Rav Gutman pointed out, he says not true. He does, as Rav Gutman pointed out, he argues with the Mishnah Berurah. There's no chiluk between whether he wanted or he didn't want it. So what's the word of two letters? Look at the arrow. So the imkain, hadik shehein, shtei osios mitevu dolo, lo shnei osios sheinim sofim lo vele teva. Right, he said you could say like that, that's like the Mishnah Berurah. Mir Yeshlomer, the ain nafkimina. There's no nafkimina whether it was Teva Gedola, not Teva Gedola. Chay Mashal Fi Hatam Kevin to Isa Bekmius. Is that Shaykh Bechol Shtei Osius? In other words, when you write a Kemiya, so you can write two letters even if it's not a word. So that gives it a certain chashivas. And it doesn't matter whether it was part of a Shem Gedola or not part of a Shem Gedola. He doesn't go for that.
Oh.
Okay, so that was the second part of what I wanted to talk. So the first part we discussed a lot. Shtei Osios, what if you write Osachas? Is that Chatzi Shir, Chatzi Melacha? And the second thing is when you hear Shtei Osios, does it have to be a Shem B'mokom Acher or not? And now we're going to talk about writing in different languages on Shabbos. So you have the Gemara in Gittin on page 13. Hakodesh Sodom Surya. So take a look on page 14. Hakodesh Sodom Surya, Kikodim, Parvi Yishalayim, Mahilkas of Sheshes, Shekosim of Ono, Afil Shabbos. You can write the Shtar even on Shabbos, to buy this piece of land. Unbelievable. Even the Surya. The Surya was the Shai of Kibosh Yochid. Even on Shabbos? The Shabbos al Gabaydach! No. You only do it, you can get a goy to write it. Amir Lachum. His Vavagav, the Amir Lachum, Shvus. Still also with Rabbanu, Amir Lachum. Bishum Yishub Eretz Yisrael, all goes to Rabbanu. So Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they weren't kosher. That's the Gemara. So if you want to buy a piece of land on Shabbos, you get a goy to write out the contract on Shabbos, and he can write on Shabbos, and Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael will go to Rabban. Right, Zionists, they like this. So look at the Or Zeruah. He says, but still, the matter a shvus for writing on Shabbos. Shvus b'mokom mitzvah. Usually, it's shvus to shvus b'mokom mitzvah.
Shvus to shvus
b'mokom mitzvah. Shvus to shvus b'mokom mitzvah. Usually, we assume. I mean, except that the Bala Iter says even Shvus Echad, and we're so mech on the Bala Iter sometimes that it's Sarah Harabim. So he says like this. Look what he says here. Peirush Rashi, the right side, in the fourth line. Peirush Rashi, Kol Ksav Gufash of Umu V'Uma. And Yoyo Baritzka, it says b'chol loshem yichayev, the Mishnah says. So Rashi says you write in any language, and you write in their script. But Rabbeinu Yoel says shak sofim levam ashuras yivonis to kosvi yisrael b'shabbos poter. If you other languages except for ashuras v'yivomis, if you write in their characters, you poter. The ain't a ksiva. The ain't a chashuva malacha. The seed of Yerushalmi. Chalosh and Aleph, Alpha, Beis, and Chulosh and Yavonis. Mil, yeah. Chayin is on the chosim of the Omer, Ophil, Misham, Chayin Omer, Lagoi, the Gufer Shalahem, Shein Olam, Shvus, the Rabbanon. So he says, writing in English writing in other languages in their characters is only in the Siddur Rabbanan. The Gazu al Gufu Shalahem atu Gufu Didan. It's a Gzeira. Have a Gufu Shalahanu is a Shvus. She is from Maisa Daraisa. It only is Shvus Nesvus. So if you tell a Goy to write in English, so then a Goy is doing a Drabban and then it's a Shvus Nesvus. But to write in our language, in Hebrew, that would be only a Shvus Echad and that wouldn't be Mutter.
What language are you using in the case of the Gemara Gittin by Surya? They're writing in Jewish or they're writing in...
He says they're writing in
Aramaic or?
In a different language, not Ashuris and not Yavanis, a different language. And Mela, that's why it's Mutter.
Does Yavanis cover our letters today?
You mean what's
the derivative of Yavanis? Is that still considered Yavanis or different? And if we have the same characters as Greek,
not exactly the same.
The letters which are the same.
They look a little different.
It's a derivative.
Yeah.
So is it the same as
Yavanis?
Is that classical Yavanis?
I'm not sure. But that's his word.
This word that we have to be, Charlashon is to be Shvus to Shvus, and it can't be talking about one Shvus. Wouldn't you say Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is the Sarf of Rabin and figure out the line about Yitzhak? What greater Sarf of Rabin is that to?
Right, I guess.
Rashi says to get the going out to move the Jews in.
Yeah, but not, maybe not everyone agrees to that. Maybe that every, you know, that was Rabbeinu Yoel and the words of Ruah. They say the only reason it was Mutter is because the guy is writing in a different language, and the different language is only the Ramanan, and therefore that's what he thinks. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. On page 16.
Says the Mechaber, Mutter liknos bayis v'eretz Yisrael mena'akum v'shabbos v'chosim malabarkos. Hago shalahem b'ksav shalahem ve'inu osu rach midrabanim mishum yishuv eretz shalom gosho or zegula. So the Ramah quotes this this idea.
You could buy it yourself. Korn shalach, you don't have to do it through a goy.
His lashon is what? Mutter liknos bayis, I mean, you do it with a goy. I mean, why does he doesn't say that out? But look at the Magen Avraham. Liknos bayis. He says, "Kozem Hashem rivash v'rosh to osu liknos el shekhanom me'erev Shabbos." As Mutter lo ma'akum liknos b'erev Shabbos. But the Gemara certainly is mashma like that.
What did the
Magen Avraham say? In other words, it's not, the Jew is not writing it. Okay. Oh, so if you take a look here in the Talmud Lachos of Gutman, he writes here, there's a piece here on page 21 of Ksav Akum. He says, what does it mean? What does it mean when we say b'choloshen? Right? What does it mean when they say b'choloshen? So Rashi learns, here, look on top of page 21 on the left, top, Peish Rashi, shall call ksavim, the group shall call umma v'umma. So Rashi holds that there's a chayv the raisa on any character from any, you know, you write Chinese, Japanese, etc.
actually taking it. A lot of language is Japanese. Most of the words are not letters. It's like ideograms.
Right. So it's going to be a picture, like a rosh.
You make like an X means rice. It's a whole word.
Right.
Right there.
Interesting.
So you have to do it.
My father was in the Korean War, so he could read a Korean newspaper. So sometimes he would go into the barbershop and he would take their newspaper and he would start reading.
He'd written Japanese in Korean.
Right. Right. So yeah, that's what he told me. So the third one is, we were mastis the chayim b'chol k'sav fil k'sav achum. Because of another Behuda, it's in the packet, but it's just shorter here. Because of another Behuda, we'll write after Rashi b'farish mastis and Cain. For mokam or zeru, we in a post come sriul with k'sav achum lo havi k'sav. Farish in a kosim kol oshan rasul omer, the kosim osios pitzuras ashuras of oshan achum. That's transliteration. So you write with Hebrew characters, but the transliteration of the English word, and that's what it means b'chol oshan. Yeah, but not. But if you use the English, unless you say that barring this suggestion about that it could be Yavonis, I don't know about that. But assuming that it's not, then it would be Potter. So English is Colossian. That means you write in Hebrew characters and you write the transliteration. Like in the Hungarian Tshuva Svarim, where they don't, Dafka Beshita, not to use modern Hebrew. So they won't use Aviron for a plane. They'll write, airplane, plane or something like that. Rav Moshe does it because I don't think he did a machine. Rav Moshe, he calls a car a tshuva, he calls it a machine. He refers to machines. Yeah, machine. Like Shlomo Zalman uses some modern, like chashmal, he'll use the word chashmal. So the Debrecina, when he writes his tshuva, he'll write electric, with Yiddish.
You hold the shita? I thought it just
didn't. No, it's a shita, not to use modern. Modern Hebrew.
What's the problem?
Well, Samarev, he asked the modern Hebrew. We'll see, that's part of the whole Zionist.
Some cipher asked for Rashi talking any language with Yiddish.
Yeah, that's probably why Rav Moshe Bick never spoke publicly he would never give a shiur publicly in English, even though he spoke English perfectly. But when he gave a public shiur, it had to be in Yiddish. I know. Shaul Kasten told me once he was giving the Shira Bik to the Orthodox teachers in the public school system during the legal holiday. And they asked him to give in English, and he said no, he gave in Yiddish. He said they could ask the questions in English. But even though when he spoke to you one-on-one, on the phone or whatever, then he spoke English. But,
Is it only
the second? That's why Rabbi Bik never gave drushes on Shabbos morning, because that also... That's only a modern thing. It's a modern thing. That came from the church. That came from the Reform. That came from the church. But the real, the old Rabbanim only gave Shabbos Shuvah, Shabbos Hagadol. Especially not any drushes under the chuppah. That also was Shailon Hoseim, Hosei Lecha. He spoke every Shabbos?
But only in Yiddish.
Only in Yiddish, yeah.
I think that was because of the older Misfalim, though. I don't think that was him. He was more comfortable in English than Yiddish.
Really?
I believe so.
Interesting. But he spoke every Shabbos. I didn't realize he spoke every Shabbos. Okay. What can I tell you?
But you said the Satmar were against using modern Hebrew. Was anyone else who was against using modern Hebrew for that design in or any other reason?
Well, I guess, I'm sure other. I can't imagine the Munkacher Rebbe was for it either. So you can write Shtei Osios, even though in the Loshon Kodesh doesn't mean anything, these Shtei Osios. But if it would be a teva, if those two words would spell something in English, so even though you wrote in the Hebrew characters, but you write it transliteration, and if those two things spell out a word of what would be a word in English, then that would be, that's how the Nota Bute explains how the Orza Rua would understand the Hemshech, that it's B'chol Lashon, and also Shtei Osios, but it also has to be Shtei Osios to have a Mashmaos, and since you're writing in English, even though you're writing the Hebrew characters, it would be the same idea. Rashi L'shitos Ozel Svirle Dalkol Beis Osios Shechosu B'Shavs Chayav Fil Osios Alef Alef Kofol Dein Lehem Shum Mashmaos B'Kriyos V'Kanal Mishum Hachi Yevshal L'Farsh Kein She'av She'en La Mashmaos B'Loshan Akum Nami Chayav. But the first Rashi is that it doesn't have to have any Mashmaos even in Lashon Akum. And according to the Shita, that has to have a Mashmaos, so the Mashmaos could even be the Lashon Akum, because you're writing Lashon Akum. But Rashi was Hachim, Hukul Farsh, Mechol Lashon, Rasul, Muxav, Gufun, Shal Akum, the Gam Ksav Akum, Havik Sav. And Rashi says, even, but Rashi Shita is that Mechol Lashon means even in this, the characters of Mechol Lashon. Aval orza ruas vilde, lo mechai b'shtei osios hamkein hu teva b'mokom acher. The shaper efter lo mechol oshem b'chsav ashuris v'chemel. Hakoponim b'masnisim, leke hecha d'chai b'chsav achum, b'shem hachi chukrach b'mokin avram l'avi v'shonu shal ramu, because of heli chai v'chol k'sav afil b'samrius. And then we quote here that the Ramo quotes this, this idea. Ramo quotes, this idea. Okay, so these are the nekudas here. So that I wanted to discuss the nekuda of Beis Osios. What's Osach? Is it Chatzi Shir or is it Chatzi Melacha? And we saw the Mordechai Benet, and then the question of that, does it have to be a Mashmos from Malcolm Acher or Aleph Aleph is good, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to be a machloek is tanoim, but the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that the chiluk between, if you only chayv the aleph aleph, if that's what you wanted to do, so that was your malachas machshavas, so then you chayv an aleph aleph. But if you really wanted to do a bigger letter, a bigger word, and you did a smaller, then it has to have a mashmos b'malkum acher. And the tzemach tzedek Gutman points out thinks there's no chiluk. That even in Aleph Aleph, according to that sheet, you'd be chayiv. And the idea being that, because it doesn't have to be a letter. People in kamiyas, I guess they write different amount of bucking in kamiyas, but that's what they...
You mean the ambulance?
Yeah, the kamiyas that they give for mazel and things like that.
So people write abbreviation, it's not a word to shame out.
Right,
it's
but...
not an abbreviation, Shamus.
Right.
And then the discussion about if a person is buying something in Eretz Yisrael, and what's the story, you can buy even on Shabbos, you can write at the Shtar even on Shabbos. So the question is, the Amir L'Akum Shvus is Aser, even B'Makom Mitzvah. So there was a rule holds that it's talking about Ksav Akum. And that's only the Rabbanan. The Mishnah says B'chol Lashon. Let's talk about the characters are Hebrew, but it's B'chol Lashon. And that's the idea. So B'ezer Hashem, next week, B'ezer Hashem, B'siyat HaDishmai, we'll continue the Melacha of Kosev. Yeah.
The Mishnah said the Choloshim to the Orza Ruah said, oh, that's transliteration. The last Rabbi Tom Malachas, he said that the other person agreed with the Orza Ruah against that, which is the Rashi, without voting.
No, the Ramah quoted the Orza Ruah.
Orza Ruah, yeah.